Dear young lady, you don't have to be everywhere at the same time to matter. That's it. That's a tweet right there. You know what? I can stop this letter right now. But I won't. Of course, you know me better than to just drop something on you because banker said so, period. Come with me. Let's dig this. I have to warn you to listen to this letter with an open mind, without prejudice. I'm responsible for what I say to you, but how you hear and interpret it will depend on you. It's like looking at the rays of the sun with sunshades. The sun is not responsible for that blue tint, sis. That's the color of your sunshades. I'm inviting you to take off your sunshades and previously held conclusions right now and really hear what I'm saying. The world encourages you to think that heaven helps those who help themselves. First of all, that's not even scriptural. In fact, God really says in Isaiah 25:4 that he is a defense for the helpless. Read that. Because of this world mentality, hustle culture is widely promoted and accepted. You have to hustle your way around to get everything you want. Newsflash, God wants to take care of you, to be your Superman. Another newsflash, this is not ever a permission for you to be lazy and let everything just fall on your lap. Stay with me still. There's a time that I felt my business had outgrown a small office we previously worked out of. It was already small enough for the staff strength we had at the time, and it got even smaller when clients came in. I was done, both mentally and physically, with that space. At that time, I had already talked to a few people in real estate for the kind of office space I'd like, and I was hoping for some good response, but I got none that I liked. About that time too, I started to really pray about it, and one day, I woke up to ease myself in the middle of the night, and the picture of a building flashed right before my eyes, real quick. I recognized the building. In fact, it was behind the small office that we're in at that time. Now, because I was sensitive and expecting an answer to my prayers for direction at that time, I noted the place and went to check it out. Turned out, the space was exactly the kind we needed. Long story cut short, we moved into this new space and the rest has become history. You're not missing anything by not being everywhere at the same time. What you should be concerned with is finding out where God wants you to be per time. There's so many scriptures that I run to for comfort when I'm trying to figure out what's next. And by the way, you're never going to stop wondering what's next. That's what it means to grow up. When God commanded Noah in Genesis chapter 6 to build an ark, besides giving him the dimensions for the ark, he also caused the animals that would go into the ark to come to Noah by themselves. Now, that picture isn't as pretty as it reads. Now, imagine two cows, two horses, two lions, two zebras, and others that came in groups of sevens casually strolling towards a big boat, like they were using Google Maps for navigation. That's kind of scary. But the Bible tells us that they came. Noah didn't go about looking for them. All over the Bible, you see stories of people being led, like Abraham being led to the promised land, Israel being led in the same way, men coming to David, and so on. There's one scripture that's my personal favorite and anchor in Isaiah 42:16. I've personalized it like this. I will lead you in a way you've not known and guide you through paths you're not familiar with. I'll make the crooked places straight and turn the darkness to light. These things I'll do for you and I'll not forsake you. There is such a thing as divine orchestration. And I have way too many personal experiences that time won't let me share. This letter is about direction, by the way. And it's in two parts. The first one is about things coming to you. The second part is you initiating a move. Direction is just as important as speed. If you're driving at top speed towards a northern direction, no matter how much people celebrate you for your progress, if you're supposed to be heading southwards, you're only failing faster. I know you think it's important to be at every party or meeting, to be in the know of everything that everyone's talking about, to remain relevant. I am happy to tell you that it's not. Right now, as you listen to this, there are probably millions of radio stations broadcasting various contents, but you're here right now, listening to this, and the world has not ended. In this series of letters, I've written to you about discovering your purpose, building a relationship with God, and other topics that are a strong enough foundation for this letter to sit on. It would take too long to fit in so much background information for this one to make a rounded sense. Please take time to listen to the previous ones. As I wrap up this letter, this is what I want you to take away from this first part. Your Maker knows exactly how you should function and where you should be. It'll be the most confusing thing to be tuned to every radio station, listening to every available content at the same time. You don't have the capacity or time for that. The best thing to desire can come to you while you're on the path that God has directed you to be. Trust God enough and wait to receive answers when you do ask Him for it. It's the best place to be. Believe me. As much as it looks like I've encouraged you to be laid back and wait for things to drop on your laps, please be clear that that's not what I'm saying to you. All right? Look out for the second part of this as I wrap up with this topic on direction and tie it in all together nicely. Okay? I'll talk to you again soon. Your sister. Thank you.